Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Before we get into this hour's possible areas of discussion, let me acknowledge one of my sponsors. We just heard the guy with the great voice mention Home Comfort USA. You know, it's hot, and if you're like me, I take AC for granted. I usually will turn it at about 72, 3, 4, and just kind of assume, okay, it's really hot outside. But about 6 months ago, our air conditioning broke. And we were renting, and the owner said he didn't want to fix it for 3 days. So literally, we re-realized how much we take air conditioning for granted. My friends at Home Comfort USA, Ken and Tina Starr, are dear friends. This isn't a sales pitch. This is truth. They are amazing people. And Home Comfort USA has served scores of households for years. And what they did was they have an overstock of Lennox air conditioning systems. So with summer being here, $2,000 cash back, no payments for 1 year. And how can you pass that one up, especially if your AC may not be so new? Here's what I would ask that you do. Call them or go online and just make an appointment. Find out for yourself. HomeComfortUSA.com is the website. Or call 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929, HomeComfortUSA.com. Do it today. I mean, you won't regret it. Some of the items we may cover this hour, I've not talked much about January the 6th. We may get a little bit into it. We took a call last week from a woman that was very upset about the former president and some things he allegedly did or didn't do. I have some information about that. E-bikes. I didn't even know there was such a thing as electric bikes. I suspected I did know, but they're a major problem. In fact, in the city of New York, they've had 166 battery fires in the last 7 months. Two people actually died. 61 people were hurt. These are just electric bikes. We may get into that. A new survey polled Americans and asked them what they thought of the government. We're going to get into that one for sure. It's very eye-opening. And also, I'll be brief here. By the way, we have open lines. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. When you call in, Tricia is the woman that you speak with before you get on the air. Art is handling all the other major components of keeping this program on the air. My name is Frank Sontag. Thank you for joining us. Last week at this time, there was a lot of press, a lot of news, a lot of noise about possible reinstatement of mask mandates in L.A. County. And, of course, I don't know this for a fact, but my suspicion is, by the way, if you haven't heard, no mask mandates right now. But my suspicion is, with all of the hot water Barbara Ferrer's been in, this is a reflection of so many of us have had enough that for them to indeed go forward and have a mask mandate for L.A. County, it would have been disastrous. In fact, there were four other cities that said if it is implemented, we're out. Beverly Hills, a few others. So no mask mandate, L.A. County. I'm not so optimistic about when the fall hits, but I guess that's a small victory. What's on your mind? 800-222-KABC. I just received an email from a listener named Jim. Never heard the program before. And I'm not going to read what he wrote, but in essence, one of the lines that stood out, he said, "Are you a motivational snake oil salesman?" I love that stuff. Like, you know, he said, "Man, you're pushing some stuff here." In fact, Jim, if you're listening, call. We'll put you right to the top. I'm not going to make fun of you or make you out to be a bad guy. I'm all for honesty. I love taking calls. I love having discussions by which we may or may not agree on things. But I get it if you've never heard me before. I'm passionate about life. In fact, in 1984, I had an incident on the 101 freeway I should not have survived. There's no way. In 1984, there were no mandatory motorcycle helmet laws. I was on my motorcycle with a woman I was dating. We were coming back from Hollywood Park. Remember Hollywood Park, those of you that know racing? Now that's where SoFi Stadium is. I went to make a lane change. I looked in my mirror, and all I saw was a car booking on us. California Highway Patrol on impact said it was 110 miles an hour. And I'm here. Praise God, the woman I was with, she was hurt very badly, but she survived. You want to talk about a wake-up call? I didn't wake up that Sunday morning thinking this could be the last day of my life. But it's the truth. We never know. And so, Jim, if you're listening, I don't know who you are, what you're dealing with. I'm just here to tell you, brother, life can be very exciting. Live life to its fullest. I'm not peddling anything. I don't want to make a buck off you. I know there are a lot of motivational speakers that charge obscene amounts of money for weekend workshops and everything else. When I was a New Age teacher for 21 years, I think the most I ever charged was like 10 bucks or something. So I get it. You know, cynical. Maybe some of you have been ripped off. I get all of that. But what I'm saying, I don't really have anything for you. I'm just here to say it's already inside you. And I'm just passionate about life. Life is really short. I just lost my mother, who passed away last Sunday. You know, we lose loved ones. It's a reminder that this is so quick. Life is so short. What are you doing with your life now? Do you use your time wisely? And Jim, if I'm annoying, so be it. You know, many of us are just, we're like somnambulistic zombies walking around just existing, waiting for, I don't know, somebody to give you something to make your life meaningful. Your life is not derived from the outside. It's intrinsically on the inside. And you have full capacity and full control over how you think and feel and respond and how you live your life and what you do with your time. Don't buy the lie of looking around and, you know, everybody has this and that, and the old adage growing up way back when, you know, comparing your life to the Joneses. Don't do that. These are lies straight from hell. Here's one I'll share with you. We'll break. We'll take some calls, and we'll come back with a study on the government, what Americans think. So if you're married or if you are in a committed, intimate relationship, here's a little tidbit for you. Power struggles are part of the deal. In fact, a friend of mine just got married, and I told him, dude, the first year of your marriage, forget all that honeymoon stuff. You guys are going to struggle because it's when you're kind of redefining who you are and getting to know each other, and that level of commitment and that level of intimacy is deep. But here's my point. We all struggle at times in our marriage or whatever it is. And say you go out on a Saturday night and you guys are struggling. You just had a fight, or you're in pain, or you're not getting along well. You look around, everybody looks like they're blissed out in love, and you're thinking, what's wrong with us? You know what the truth is? They're all in pain. They're all struggling with things. But the key is, don't stay there. Do you know 85% of those that marry, they wake up the next morning and they think they married the wrong person because intimacy is so terrifying. I'm just here to give you little anecdotes and a little push along the way and say life can be wonderful, but in large part, it's what you make of it. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. In fact, let me give another shout out to one of my sponsors before we break. We usually do it at the beginning, but we'll do it on the way out. Earlier this week, I stopped by Rejuvie U. They're in Pasadena. I picked up a couple of things for my wife, like for her skin, to keep her skin moist. And I got to talking to Dr. John Shea. He's the co-founder, along with his wife, Floy, of Rejuvie U. It's an amazing place. I cannot tell you enough. Now, from the outside looking in, it looks like they do a lot with aesthetics. Skin is the largest organ in your body. But their mindset is not necessarily cutting and fixing. They're about restoration and regeneration. They do amazing things if you want to get, you know, your face done, whatever. And they also do things like PRP. I tore my rotator cuff recently. I got a PRP injection. It's a phenomenal place of healing. And I'm grateful, and I'm going to have Dr. Shea in studio in the next number of weeks. Go online, rejuvieu.com. Just check out what they do or call them. Make an appointment, 626-551-4800. Dr. John Shea and Rejuvieu, rejuvieu.com. More of the Frank Sontag Show as we do indeed continue next with this program on AM 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. A little Journey for you. I love the band Journey. In fact, one of my good friends is Jonathan Cain. He's the keyboardist and he writes with Journey. And I've been trying to get him on the program. They are on tour a lot and they do a lot of things. But my hope and prayer is that as we move forward with this program and it kind of grows organically and we do some things that I hope we can, I want to have some people that I know in the music industry and maybe even have them play a little bit. So welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Louise in Orange before we talk about this study, this survey about Americans and what they think of our government. Louise in Orange, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC. How are you, Louise?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. I'm a first-time listener. I'm sitting in a parking lot with my son playing baseball, and I turned on the radio and heard your show. And I just thought, how do you find your purpose? I just feel lost.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard me before?
No.
Okay. So we don't know each other and it's just you and me right now. So just let me ask you a question, and I don't need you to get too deep here, but we all have access to different senses. And I'll just say this in a statement more than a question. You have been through a lot in your life and you carry some pain with you.
Yes.
Okay. It's hard to get clarity on your purpose and who you are when we just try to get through the day and we carry a lot of burdens with us or pain from the past, or I won't get specific. Again, I don't know you. I'm just getting a sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I want to tell you. You are a daughter of a God who is crazy about you. Who loves you just for who you are. What did you say about being a Christian?
Oh, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
And I pray to God every day.
Yep.
But it's been years.
Yep.
That I just can't seem to find my purpose.
Yep.
And I know so many people have struggled through the pandemic and a lot of different things. And I'm just one of thousands of people, but you get caught up in your own minutia of all the problems that you're dealing with. And I've had a lot hit me, and, you know, dealing with just one or two of those things might be okay, but I recently lost my father. I know you mentioned your mother, and I also lost a brother. Mm. And I'm a single mom with two kids, and we're on the verge of being evicted. Mm. And my car engine died, and I got a new car 3 years ago, and the transmission just went.
My goodness.
I just.
Fun season.
A lot.
Fun and, season you're in,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah, and I try and laugh, but I really. I pray all the time and just think, what is my purpose? I've been out of work. Mm-hmm. I'm 58 mm-hmm. and have not been able to get back into the broader spectrum of my industry, which is medical sales. Mm-hmm. And I'm so frustrated. I have children I need to take care of, and I don't know what my purpose is.
Let me share a little bit with you. We've got time before we have to break. You say you don't know what your purpose is. You have children to take care of. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you not taking care of your children now?
Oh, no, I'm taking care of them. But I mean more with.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I want to just keep you focused in the area of. How do I want to say this? You are in a hard season. You have experienced loss. You are struggling with certain realities of this life. But here's part of how you, if we're going to go with how you find your purpose, is you recognize life is filled with seasons. You're in a season right now of loss and struggle, and you're searching. And there's some fear involved, too.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I want to tell you. You will make it through. That your purpose right now is to persevere. This is not necessarily a Christian program, but Romans 5:1-5. I don't know if you know that. And for those of you listening right now that aren't Christian, bear with me. I'm going to read some scripture here about perseverance. And if you do have a Bible at home, when you get home, I want you to pull out Romans and go to chapter 5, and I want you 5 times a day to recite Romans 5:1-5 alone and out loud. Let me read it to you. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And here's the good part. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:1-5. And that's not to say we put on that smiley face and go, God's got us, everything is good. It means shedding the tears. It means crying out to God. I'm scared. Lord, help me. But he's got you.
That verse is on my refrigerator.
Well, look at there. What does that tell you?
Something my daughter did for a project in school.
Well, the world will go, oh, Louise, that's just a big coincidence. I don't think so.
No.
Sounds nice to hear you laugh. It's going to be okay.
I try every day.
Yeah.
I took a course at my church called Rooted a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that stuck with me through that, it was another trying time, was that God only made each day 24 hours, and that's all you can really deal with. And so I try to just deal with today and get through today. But I just still don't know, other than my children, what my purpose is and how am I to provide for them. And
Here's what I want to share with you in closing. When I say purpose, I'm talking in worldly in a worldly manner, because this is a public talk program. It's not necessarily a Christian program. But here, as you know, our identity is in Christ. Our lives are His. So our purpose is to give Him glory in everything we do. Where the world will say, and I'm not saying don't do this, the world will say, Louise, go out there and find your purpose. You know, get back out there. And that's all part of the miracle that God brings into our lives as well, when He guides us through things. But who you are, your identity is in Him, and it's solidified forever. And this is just a moment in a season of, well, I think a season of perseverance, and you will get through it. And don't let the enemy lie to you about all those worst-case fear-filled scenarios. He's a liar.
Yeah.
And reach out to me at my website. Send me an email. Let me know how I can get a hold of you. Just go to franksontag.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm glad I came across your show on the radio tonight.
Me too. And you blessed a lot of people listening right now, and you don't even know it. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Louise. God bless you. Now, I've got a minute before I need to break. Let me say this. When I decided to do this program, KBC, you know, this is big stuff. KBC is an incredible radio station. It's not a Christian station. I was on Christian radio for 8.5 years, afternoons, every day, Monday through Friday. And so I am very selective and discerning about getting into deep faith-based conversations. But I do want to also tell you that if you listen to my program long enough, I will share my faith. In 1984, when I was run down on my motorcycle and my life was spared, I didn't become a Christian. I went the way of the New Age. New Age is truth in all religions. We all just need to love each other, blah, blah, blah. I was a New Age teacher. So my testimony is pretty radical. And in 2009, I had a radical encounter with the risen Savior. That's how I became this. And I will give God glory with every breath He takes. And He does have a purpose and a plan for your life. I gave my life to Christ at 54. So I'm not here hitting you over the head with the Bible saying, you know, repent. But I'm here to say life is really short. And you best get right with God. Maybe those are conversations we can have as we continue. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. A lot of Americans were asked what they thought of the government. Wait to hear this. We will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. We say this every week. Well, what would a program be without a little striper for you? Welcome back to the program. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. On the break, look, I just want to say this, and we'll talk to Mel, and then we'll get into the study. I've been in radio 30-some years. I think it's 35. I dropped out of college twice because I was terrified to take a speech class. And I have kind of a love-hate relationship with radio. And this program is brand new. This is like a brand new baby. And I just hope and pray that the 2 hours we spend together is meaningful. I don't want to just bombard you with a lot of opinions. And we kind of get revved up and nothing is accomplished here. I think one of the most important things in life is to have human connection with one another, and above all, to honor God. But I will say this. I'm a blessed man to be able to do a radio program and have a conversation with someone like Louise, where we talk about real things. Not that issues in the news aren't real necessarily, or the struggles in our country aren't real, and everything else we're being inundated with is not real. Don't misunderstand my words. But I'm saying when all is said and done, truly, what truly indeed matters is how we live our lives and how we love each other. Let's talk to Mel in Glendale. Mel, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how are you tonight?
Mel, I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm enjoying your program. You've got a very nice lady here answering the phone, very positive woman. And, you know, you're right. I usually don't talk about this. Well, at least I didn't for a long time, but because I got criticized for serving my country, that I was in that mess in Vietnam, and I did my share of, I guess, one of my partying a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I have a very fine friend now, and she and I are both Christians. And I'd like to come to one of your gatherings and share stories and philosophy and what you have with the Lord. And I think that's a good way to go. I really do.
Well, a couple of things, and I would say at the top of the list is welcome home.
Thank you very much. I heard some other things that I don't even know whether to repeat them on the air.
Yeah.
I actually heard worse things from women because when I came home, I was in good shape.
Yeah.
I just came back from a combat situation. I was in very good physical shape. Guys didn't say too much.
No.
If they had an opinion. I didn't hear any negative opinion. Mm. But even one girl I met at Glendale City College, another friend, just a lady I had known, she introduced this, and I had never met this woman before. She said, he just came back from Vietnam, and the girl looked at me and said, I wish he'd have been killed.
Yeah. It was a horrible time to serve our country. Let me share a few thoughts with you. In terms of the gatherings, I think what I'm going to try to do in the next week is set up a hotline that listeners can call and get more information. I want to find an auditorium, and once a month we can get together and have those gatherings that you're alluding to. I just think it would be good. I just think, especially at 2 years of COVID where we didn't have a whole lot of connection, I think this is something that would be very beneficial. So we'll, if you go to franksontag.com, when we get that going, the information will be there. The other thing I want to tell you is I have a men's ministry also. If you go to my website, you'll see what we do. And we actually have gatherings of men. We have an event coming up on September the 24th in Ventura County. You can get all the information. We do retreats. But the men's ministry is something we started a number of years ago because I think we as men, if ever there's an area we have been conditioned to not share, it's with each other. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you at all, but I would love to meet you sooner or later. I'm grateful for your call, Mel. And
thank you.
I will look forward to meeting you. And again, welcome home, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I might, if it's okay, send a little letter to you at the station there.
Please.
Are you on Brand, North Brand?
No, we are not. That is the old address.
Okay.
If you go to franksontag.com, you'll see a mailing address there. That's my ministry. You can send me something there.
Okay, that would be good. Thank you. I'm going to just listen and let you take other calls, but thank you for your radio ministry. I'm enjoying it very much.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'll look forward to meeting you one day. By the way, if you go to franksontag.com, at the bottom is our mailing address. We're in Porter Ranch, so that would be the correct mailing address. Let's see. We've got a few minutes, and this is in some ways very untimely, but very timely in another respect. I was old enough to go to Vietnam. It was a mandatory draft. We were getting ready to go. I knew nothing about Vietnam, and that's when we were transitioned out. So I never went to Vietnam. I have volunteered with vets organizations. I learned a lot about the Vietnam experience. And whenever somebody makes mention, that's why I say welcome home. And yet here we are in 2022, 50-some-odd years later. Listen to this. Another sign of growing discontent in America is a new poll from the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics, finding a majority of Americans think the government is corrupt and stacked against them. Overall, 56% of survey respondents said the government is corrupt, which included 66% of all Republicans, 63% of independents, 46% of Democrats. Don't get hung up on the political stuff. Just stay with me here. This is the part that blows my mind. The survey found that a significant number of people expect that extreme measures may be necessary to protect against government overreach. 28% agreed with the statement, quote, that it may be necessary at some point soon for citizens to take up arms against the government, end quote. 28%. Now, I'm on Twitter. I posted, everybody should get out and read the Declaration of Independence today. It's a very noteworthy document. I'm not necessarily calling for insurrection. And the whole January 6th thing, what a bunch of balagna that thing is. Insurrection, what a joke. And I don't want to minimize, but we are living in times where real issues are so overly politicized, whether it's COVID, whether it's January 6th. You know, we hear, I'm just going to say it. We hear, you know, that former president, boy, he was out of control and he was calling for an insurrection. You might want to get the facts straight. He authorized up to 20,000 National Guard. But as a president, you're not allowed to push forward on that. And so Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, and the D.C. Capitol Police, they declined the National Guard. It wasn't Trump. You know, we just have to wake up and learn to think for ourselves and grow up a little bit. The fact that he authorized security for the Capitol and ordered the transition of government, he was not calling for an insurrection, people. But these are political opportunists. And when I read this study, 28% of respondents say we may have to take up arms. This is serious stuff. People are really upset. And so what do? We don't lose our minds, and we don't go the way of fear. We don't go the way of anger. Righteous indignation may be another way of saying it. We can talk more on the program about it. I'll tell you one thing. We're not as divided as we think we are, or we're being told we are. Listen to this. One interesting finding about the survey is that people across the board believe that their political opponents might actually agree with them if they were better informed. Asked about people who disagree on political issues, half say the root of the problem is that people are misinformed because of where they get their information. We're not divided the way everybody is pushing that in the media. And again, I'm a realist. I'm not saying the country's in great shape. When I see the president of the United States say we're not in a recession, as a Christian, I'm like, well, there it is. Evil's called good. Good's called evil. We're in it. But don't accept the lies. And by all means, don't lie to yourself. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. You can also go to franksontag.com to find out about all we do outside of this radio program that we call The Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to The Frank Sontag Show. I'm multitasking here. I'm answering emails. And the bumper music was playing, but you can't go wrong with some Leonard Skinner, at least from my view. Thank you for joining us. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. And my goodness, where has the time gone? This is our final segment together. I know I had a couple of other things I wanted to make sure and share with you. And we have some callers, I think, 800-222-KABC. Let me just cover this story very quickly. It's about e-bikes, electric bikes. New York City is being plagued by lithium-ion fires that start in e-bikes. The New York Fire Department issued a warning recently after it battled four fires in just 24 hours. 166 lithium battery fires were reported in the last 7 months in New York City alone, killing two people and injuring 61. The fire department is urging riders to stop using an overheating battery immediately and follow the manufacturer's instructions for charging and storing. I'm so old. I know that, like in Santa Monica where I used to live, there's these, what are they called? They look like they're electric birds. They're everywhere where you can just kind of, you know, pay a few bucks and you get this, your transportation way. Scooters, yeah, for sure. But e-bikes, I guess, are really big in New York and they're catching on fire. So be careful. If you've not heard my comments before, I'm a huge advocate of bringing the horse back. I'd love to bring my horse to work one day. All right. Let us talk to Marlena in Canyon Country. Marlena, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KBC. Hello, Marlena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
I wanted to tell you what the thing that's going on with the government is that it's not just that it's corrupt, but it's like they're all human beings. Like, look at Charles Schwarzenegger. He was going to fight the system, and right away they let him know, you fight us, baby cakes, and we'll make you a turkey, or you can be a god. Well, either way, and he just gave up, and he says, "Well, I guess that's what the people want. It wasn't the people; it's the money behind them."
All right, let me ask you. You need to help me because I'm not following what you're saying. So help me understand why you called and what you wanted to share.
What I wanted to share is we are all human, and if I got a job that paid $100,000, look at these politicians; they got millions in the bank. Where do they get it?
They make millions.
They're showing that this is the way you get it. How are you going to say no? They're human.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Depending on where you catch me on what day, I may belabor the point that they're not all human. But I digress. 800-222-5222. In February of 2020... I was on another radio station every weekday afternoon, and what we have come to know as COVID began. I was on the air. For the entire duration, I drove into work and did my program. I had the option of staying home. I chose not to. I thought it was important, if it was at all possible, to go in and do a program. I talked a lot about not only not living your life in fear, but educating yourself, informing yourself. Because there was a strong vibe of fear out there. And early on, of course, we didn't know what we were dealing with. But it didn't take me too long to kind of surmise that we were being sold some fear porn. The idea of early therapeutics were never discussed. medical doctors in positions of high authority were silenced when they start talking about certain things other than, as I said in the previous segment, how this was becoming a politicized issue. It still is today. Barbara Ferrer, who's not even a real doctor, makes $500K a year. And I think because she succumbed to the pressures of the public, she decided not to push the mandate in L.A. County. Well, here's a few things I want to share with you. And again, you can follow up and find up for yourself. There is a man named Dr. Harvey Risch. He is an epidemiologist. He's very outspoken. He's talking a lot these days about the antibodies from vaccines can cause some serious trouble, that they actually interfere with a person's immune system. You can just look him up, R-I-S-C-H, Harvey Risch. I'm just going to talk about some different people here. He's with the Yale School of Public Health. He's an epidemiology professor, knows what he's talking about. There's another man I want to make known to you, and it's not Anthony Fauci. There's a story on him and what he's going to make when he retires. It's repulsive. If I was a reactionary, I would say this man should be in prison, but I digress. Alex Berenson is a researcher. He's written a lot of books on the topic. He tweeted this recently. Let's be clear. The mRNA experiment is now truly in uncharted waters. Never before have governments encouraged hundreds of millions of people to take what they call a, quote, vaccine multiple times a year, even as they now admit the shots can't stop the disease they were meant to halt. The fact that these shots consist of a biotechnology, which is modified RNA, whose long-term impact is unknown, and which had never been approved for humans outside of experimental trials before 2020, only adds to the insanity of this experiment. I also want to make it known to you a man named Dr. Pierre Kory, K-O-R-Y. He is talking a lot about vaccine injuries and about how, again, as I said, early treatment was suppressed, this idea of early intervention. I guess the last guy I want to make known to you, if you do not know who Dr. Robert Malone is, he's another one. Scores of doctors now are now speaking out, and you can only stave this off for so long. And I also want to be clear in my take. If you've taken the shot, I'm not here to say yay or nay, but to force anybody to do something outside of their own free will, to me, is a real issue for me. And even the suppression of information, which started early on. We mentioned last week about how Pfizer, boy, they had a couple good years. They're making some money. If I was to cut it down to the least common denominator, a lot of this is about just greed and money. But forcing people, forcing our children, I'm not down with that program. All right. What can I share in closing? What I say, I absolutely believe. I'm not here to be controversial or sensationalistic or to be confrontative or upset you. I do my research. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of digging. I don't accept things for face value. I surely don't accept what the quote-unquote experts tell me. I find out for myself. And we're in some dark waters right now. The mainstream media, why you would spend one moment entertaining anything that the mainstream media would share with you is beyond me. These people are shills, they're propagandists, they're liars. And I thank God that we still have access to a modicum of information from courageous people that are speaking the truth of things. And the very last thing I'll say, somewhat of a theme on the program, do not live your life in fear. There are things in life that are a bit scary, but don't let that paralyze you. Don't let that impact you to the point where you can barely function. Quite the opposite. God gives you faculties to live life to its fullest. And if we can help you in any way, if you need, I don't know, anything, reach out to us, franksontag.com. We've got resources for you. We partner with LaVie Counseling Centers if you need to talk to somebody. But by all means, keep in touch with us. Send an email. Get on my mailing list. And Lord willing, I'll be back here next Friday evening, as we are every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, right here for the Frank Sontag Show. We're grateful to say, proud to say, blessed to say, you are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.